Welcome to the Niche Podcast, your weekly rundown of the biotech, pharma, clinical research, and life science industries. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, Roche and Novartis part ways. Alphabet likes AI. Pfizer, 89%. Series A, B, and the money that gets you there. The views expressed on the Niche Podcast are those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily reflect the opinions of any organizations or companies with which they are affiliated. Between 2001 and 2003, Novartis acquired $5 billion worth of Roche stock, eventually coming to own 33% of their neighboring company. At the time, Novartis framed the stock as a long-term value bid. And they were right, it was. Over the years, Roche has grown to a massive company that raked in tens of billions of dollars in revenue last year. Now, Novartis has decided it's time to part ways with their Roche shares at a price tag of $2.7 billion. This is a major repositioning for Novartis, Roche, and the market. Both companies have competing opportunities, and separating financial entanglements should free them to both maneuver into more advantageous market positions without risking hurting their own revenue stream. For Roche, it's obviously a massive capital expenditure, and that may set them back, depending on how they plan to fund the stock reacquisition. But the long-term benefits are likely there. For Novartis, I expect to see them making several acquisitions and other investments with the $20 billion. If history shows anything, Novartis likely already has a number of big deals looming in the next 3 to 6 months, and this is just a portion of a much larger readjustment. After nearly two decades of close entanglement, it'll be fascinating to see how the market shifts as these two giants take a step apart. Major tech companies have been making billion-dollar flirtations with healthcare, clinical research, and pharma for a number of years. Each new initiative is rife with amazing opportunity to accelerate and transform, but most have entered with sputters and fizzles. Alphabet has decided to try a different market target this time, early in the development pipeline. One Alphabet AI-driven startup is birthing another to tackle drug discovery. DeepMind showed they can tackle the insane complexities of predicting how proteins might fold. This is a big potential value and has now spawned Isomorphic Labs to utilize AI and chase down a potential business in AI-driven drug development. The idea of using artificial intelligence in small molecule prediction is not new. We've specifically noted some examples by Roivant, episode 36, earlier this year. What's interesting is that Isomorphic didn't say they want to develop small molecules. Instead, this was positioned as a tech development that could be sold to companies who actually develop small molecules. That at least sounds like a more tech company business model. I don't work enough with the early end of small molecule development to make a prediction on how hungry pharma and biotech companies will be for this product. But by being inside Google's mothership, they probably can't go through the normal grow and get acquired cycle, placing some limitations on where this will go as a business. I'm not sure what this means for the long-term potential value. It will certainly be really smart people doing really smart stuff. The question is if it will see the light of day. More good news this week for the treatment of COVID-19. Pfizer's antiviral COVID-19 therapy, being sold as Paxlovid, is seeking emergency use authorization after interim results from a phase 2-3 clinical trial showed an 89% reduction in hospitalizations or death when taken within 3 days of symptom onset. If approved, the high-efficacy therapy with low-reported side effects will be competing against Merck's molnupiravir, which was approved in the EU this week. All of this is great news in the fight against COVID-19. Parthenon Therapeutics has raised a $65 million Series A to develop novel oncology therapies. Their specific target is attempting to reprogram the microenvironment around tumors. The core idea here is if you can break apart the collagen barrier around some cancers, you then allow natural immune infiltration and targeting of the mutated cells. This provides opportunities to create a therapy or a therapy aid to increase impact. Obviously, at this stage of development, they've just got a dream in their heart and $65 million in the bank. Antios Therapeutics has raised $75 million in a Series B1. This follows the $96 million Series B they raised back in April. All of this is going to fund their once-daily HBV therapy. Perhaps what's most interesting about this raise is that Antios' product is actually a prodrug of clevudine monophosphate. This is not surprising because prodrugs are rare, but because they rarely see the kind of sequential capital raises present in the biotech startup space for mainline therapies. With this very early stage, time will tell if Antios' vision can be maintained. Speaking of maintaining ventures, much of the current market advancement relies on the presence of VC drivers. This last week, two large funds made additional raises. First, Mission Bio doubled their last raise, bringing in $275 million to focus on early stage life science companies. Section 32 has also raised a whopping $740 million in a fourth fund, which will include investments into biotech and life science companies, along with other segments of the market. By the way, Section 32 was part of Parthenon Series A, and I expect to see them making a range of dispersed bets across the space in the next 12 to 18 months. Thanks for joining me on the Niche Podcast, your weekly summary of the top news in the biotech, pharma, clinical research, and life science industries. You can learn more at thenichepod.com or find us on your favorite podcast app. Like, comment, subscribe, and most of all, share with your friends. If you like what you hear, please rate and review. It really helps us. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson. I'll see you next week.